Went to Iraq to try to stop the attack that was going to occur there and was in fact held captive in Baghdad for a period of time, has written a book about this recently, which is an incredible read for those of you who are looking to see what it is that the Christian sort of pacifist groups and the groups that are actually working to stop war are able to do. So please, sisters and brothers, if you can welcome James Loney.
Good afternoon, sisters and brothers. It's good to be together in solidarity, walking and speaking, using our voices for peace. I want to tell you about a teenage boy that I met while I was in India. His name is Abdullahi. I met him in January when I was there. He's a member of the Afghan Youth Peace Volunteers. And he grew up in a little village in Bamiyan, which you may remember is where the ancient Buddhist statues were destroyed by the Taliban about 10 years ago. And this group, there's 10 of them right now, and they have this dream that they want to find 1,000 youth in Afghanistan who will embrace nonviolence and work together for peace. And he said to me, "It is clear from 30 years of war that war is not a solution to the problems in Afghanistan. In fact, it should be clear to all of humanity that war is not a solution to any problem anywhere in the world." This is from a boy who has grown up in perhaps one of the most war-torn countries in the world. 30 years of continuous war. War is not a solution anywhere in the world. Who is our enemy? Is it Ahmadinejad? Is it Netanyahu? Is it Obama? Is it Harper? Who is it, our enemy? It's the institution of war. It is the blind faith that violence can be humanitarian, that it can be a solution, that it can bring positive change. We've had 10 years of war. War against terror. Between $3.2 and $4 trillion, they say it cost. 7.8 million refugees in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. How many killed? Nobody knows. Hundreds of thousands to as high as 1.5 million. Nobody knows. Solution? Torture. Guantanamo. This is solution. This is our world is better. It's this blind faith in war. And our planet is in a crisis right now. Climate change. We are in the middle of a sixth major extinction of life. There have been five. This one caused by human activity. This is our challenge. Bombs and borders and security states, they aren't going to help us to solve climate change and to stop the extinction of life. We need new creative thinking. We need nonviolence. We need the genius of a planet that's being squandered now, $1.6 trillion every year. Think of all that genius. That needs to be given to the through nonviolence, to exploring how we can live together as sisters and brothers, sharing this one beautiful, very small blue planet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, James.